This is On the Media. I'm Chris Bannon.
And I'm Brooke Gladstone. Last week, we devoted the entire show to the subject of press freedom in Russia. The response was very positive, but not entirely. A few of you were irked by what you thought was overlooked. Vel Nertist, for one. Vel wrote, quote, "While Brooke Gladstone's points were well taken, one needs to keep in mind that there are a good many issues with free speech right here in the U.S. that stem not from politics, but from economics, which doesn't make them any less serious." Alan Wright from Westchester, Pennsylvania, agreed, writing that, quote, "Your description of the subtle ways in which voices and perspectives critical of the dominant system in Russia are shunted to minor media struck me as identical to the ways in which truly progressive voices in the U.S. are restricted by some invisible hand to small circulation publications such as The Nation."
We received this from Irina Pechorskaya from San Francisco. Quote, "I have lived the first half of my life in the USSR and the second half in the USA. I am simply amazed at this show. For the whole hour, there has been no statement, qualification, attitude, or representation that I, as a native, would find uninformed, missing the point, or overlooking a subtlety of the modern life in Russia. Thank you. I learned something new about my country from your show." And Michelle Hadley of River Falls, Wisconsin, wrote in to say that she, quote, "personally enjoys the country-focused format. Expense, I'm sure, makes these programs prohibitive on a regular basis, but they are very informative and valuable." Next up, China.
Actually, Irina and Michelle are among the early adopters in our audience who have already figured out how to take advantage of our newest online gadget, comments. Go to any segment, click on the comments link, and your thoughts will immediately be published online. Now, not only do we see your comments, but your fellow listeners do too, and that has its advantages. For example, a few of you wondered where to find more music from the Russian bard I interviewed. Before we could answer, fellow OTM listeners had already posted the answers. So now you can speak your mind on the comments section of our website and write to our inbox at onthemedia@wnyc.org. But please don't forget to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink. Drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.